She Walks in Beauty by Lord Byron. She walks in beauty, like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. One shade the more, one ray the less, had half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven tress or softly lightens o'er her face, where thoughts serenely sweet express how pure, how dear their dwelling place. And on that cheek and o'er that brow so soft, so calm yet eloquent, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days in goodness spent, a mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent.
I speak not, I trace not, I breathe not thy name, by Lord Byron. I speak not, I trace not, I breathe not thy name. There is grief in the sound, there is guilt in the fame. But the tear that now burns on my cheek may impart the deep thoughts that dwell in that silence of heart. Too brief for our passion, too long for our peace. Were those hours, can their joy or their bitterness cease? We repent, we abjure, we will break from our chain. We will part, we will fly to unite it again. O thine be the gladness, and mine be the guilt. Forgive me, adored one, forsake if thou wilt. But the heart which is thine shall expire undebased, a man shall not break it, whatever thou mayst. And stern to the haughty, but humble to thee, this soul in its bitterest blackness shall be, and our days seem as swift, and our moments more sweet, with thee at my side, than with worlds at our feet. One sigh of thy sorrow, one look of thy love, shall turn me or fix, shall reward or reprove. And the heartless may wonder at all I resign, thy lips shall reply, not to them, but to mine.
I would to heaven that I were so much clay, by Lord Byron. I would to heaven that I was so much clay as I am blood, bone, marrow, passion, feeling, because at least the past were passed away, and for the future, but I write this reeling, having got drunk exceedingly today, so that I seem to stand upon the ceiling. I say, the future is a serious matter, and so for God's sake, hock and soda water!